Fisher looked like he had swallowed something bitter. Kevin guessed that he was hoping for a much bigger expansion, maybe even a doubling of the team, but he was still deferring to Mickey on leadership decisions. Kevin wondered how much longer that would last. "What exactly is our profile?" Kevin asked. Martinez took the ball. "Non-Caucasian, for one thing. 20-year-old white kids with million-dollar bankrolls raise a lot of suspicion. Asian, Greek, Persian, the kind of kids you see parking their BMWs outside of the Armani Cafe on Newberry Street. That's what we're looking for."
"You don't think white people have money?"
Michael said, jabbing at Martinez with a chicken wing.
"Some do, but they don't throw it away in the casinos. Gambling is an Asian obsession, and nobody lets their kids run as wild as rich Persians and Greeks. Walk around any casino, the people throwing down purple chips are almost always dark-skinned. Card counters, on the other hand, are usually balding white men with glasses. We can use one stereotype to trump another."
Kevin knew Martinez was right. Nobody gambled like the rich Chinese and Japanese tourists from Hong Kong and Tokyo. And a 20-year-old white million-dollar player stood out like a torch in a casino. Casino personnel had a very simplistic view of the world. An Arab with a $1 million bankroll was the son of a sheikh. An Asian kid betting $1,000 a hand was the heir to the Sony Corporation. A woman in a pretty dress could never be a card counter.
"It's true," Mickey added. "One of the best card counters I've ever met is African American. Wears the gaudiest pimp outfits I've ever seen. Bright blue suits, shirts with ruffles, that sort of thing. He plays alone, bets like wild, raising and lowering from $5 to $5,000 right under the pit boss's nose. And nobody ever suspects him of anything, because the casinos simply don't believe that a black man can count cards. Their own racism turns around and bites them right in the ass."
"So we've got our assignment," Fisher said, resuming control of the meeting. "We're looking for a few new recruits, preferably far from the regular stereotype. They need to work well in a team setting, and most important, we need to find people we can trust." Kevin wondered if the same sort of meeting had taken place before his recruitment to the team. Fisher was right. Trust was a huge issue. Even the spotters were responsible for $5,000 a weekend. It would be simple to report a loss at the tables and pocket any amount of money. A few weeks earlier, Mickey had run a computer analysis on each individual's play to make sure the reported wins and losses fell within the expected deviations based on perfect basic strategy. The purpose of the analysis had been to test the team's efficiency, but it could have just as easily been to double-check the spotters' reports. Kevin hoped it never came to that. They needed to be able to trust one another like a family, even if sometimes they didn't act like one. Martinez set his deck of cards down on the table. "Anyone got any suggestions?" Kevin sat back, thinking. One name immediately came to mind.